This is TWiT.
The other story that really spoke to me was Magdalena Yesel. She helped Mark Benioff build Salesforce. And there's this moment where she didn't ring the bell with Mark Benioff at the New York Stock Exchange. She was home taking care of her sick son. And I mean, when I first read about that, I thought, oh, well, that is typical of women I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing. Like, you know, ringing the bell. Okay, that's great and amazing. And maybe your only choice to ever do that. I probably will never do that. but then later I think of it as like, well, women, we make decisions, what matters and what doesn't. But later she sort of regrets that. Like were there a lot of, like, did they talk a lot about regrets when you interviewed them?
It was very hard to get the regrets from these women. And Magdalena, when I asked her about regrets at some point in my reporting, she said, oh, no, I have no regrets. And I said, everybody has regrets. But it was hard to get the women to be open about where they made mistakes, where they were hurt, who hurt them. What was unexpected? What was the most injurious kind of? And Magdalena, you know, I love that story about Salesforce because here she was, you know, serial entrepreneur and then VC. And she had, you know, she was the first investor and first board member of Salesforce. And she helped that company from, you know, idea through IPO. She saved it at one point in the dot-com bust. By coming up with this whole different payment mechanism for customers. It was seen kind of as radical at the time. But it was, you know, it was a super important key life-saving, if you will, move for Salesforce. And then when Salesforce goes public, you know, an IPO only happens once, like a birth. You know, they were at the New York Stock Exchange and Mark Benioff had wanted her to be there with him. And she said, no, I can't go. I've got, you know, my son is sick. But what she didn't do is she didn't ask her husband, her one of her relatives, a babysitter, somebody. She felt she needed to be there. And now she even says, and this is humorous, but it really tells the story, and that is for the life of her, she can't remember which boy was sick. So it's like, you know, but she would certainly remember standing there on the dais at the New York Stock Exchange and you know, not just ringing the bell, but also here's an image. Okay, so you're in that moment. You're on the New York Stock Exchange, at the New York Stock Exchange. You're in the photos forever. So there's another woman in the picture, you know, typically with a lot of men who are standing there. So it's, you know, all of these things have repercussions and have kind of a domino effect. But her point is, you know, Magdalena's point now, looking back with that wisdom, right, of hindsight, is you don't have to be there all the time for your kids. There are times as a working woman, as someone who's passionate about a career, where it's okay to be selfish. And this wouldn't even necessarily have been selfish. It would have just been a victory, a celebration, if you will, an exclamation point on what she'd already achieved. So that's her point. It's not to be a neglectful parent by any means, but it's okay for us to first do more involving of our partners, our spouses, and set that out, delineate those responsibilities early on, because still today, disproportionately, you know, women do the lion's share of the work, even when both partners work, and that really holds women back and pulls women back from the glass ceiling. So Magdalena, I love that story about Magdalena. She's just a great character anyway. She's so full of life. She kind of jumps off the page.